Good morning.
It's all right.
I promise you, I won't stand here very long. I'll be moving over to the side, but I just had a short introduction that I wanted to share with you. And the first question that comes to mind is, what are you afraid of?
好，今天我不会站在中间站太久，我会像我以常一样站在旁边，所以你可以看屏幕哈。所以首先有个第一个问题问大家，你怕什么？
What are the kind of things that are likely to overwhelm you?
你有什么东西让你受不了的？
Yeah. So not being a people of the sea, not a seafaring people like the people of Tyre and Sidon, many of the Jewish people really were afraid of the sea.
很多犹太人他其实是怕海的哈，因为他们不是一个航海的民族，不像住在推罗西顿那边的人，他们是住在海边的，所以他们是靠海谋生的。
And the disciples, these earliest disciples of Jesus were like you and I, they were learners.
我们的起初的门徒就跟你我一样，他们也是在一个学习的阶段。
Which means they're still learning what it means to know God.
他们在学什么呢？就在学关于神的。
And as they begin to lean into this new way of life as students of Christ, they encounter tests along the way.
所以他们就在学习认识神的过程中，他们在这个过程中也经历了试炼。
Just like we see as Jesus gets underway with his own ministry, he first begins after his baptism with a test.
就像耶稣一样，他开始他的事工以后，他面对的第一个也是一个试炼。
And as you and I and as the disciples do this very thing, bravely kind of lean into this wandering through the wilderness stage,Many times we face opposition.
所以我们就像耶稣和他的门徒一样，当我们来跟从主，在这个旷野中跟从主的时候，我们也常常会碰见一些阻碍。
Especially if we're trying to really be obedient to the Lord's word.
尤其是当我们要专心顺服主的话，我们更会碰见拦阻。
And it seems like the greater that our obedience, the more we seem to provoke the dark powers.
好像我们越是顺服主，我们那个黑暗的权势就越要跟我们作对。
And that's what we see happening in the opening section of this Gospel of Mark.
这个我们在马可福音一开始我们就看到好像就是这样讲的。
Jesus enters a synagogue and begins to say wonderful things, and a madman suddenly shrieks and tries to disrupt what's going on.
当耶稣到这个会堂里面去讲道的时候嘛，那个会堂就有一个人好像被鬼附一样，就开始尖叫了。
So how about us? How do we respond when we are encountering opposing powers that are dark?
那我们怎么办呢？当我们面见一个黑暗的权势来阻挡、来拦阻我们的时候，我们怎么办呢？
Well, I think most of us, if we're honest, we're much like the disciples that we see here in this text today.
我们大概就会像门徒一样，就像他们今天在这个船上的这个行动一样。
When we encounter these dark forces, this pushback from the underworld, we begin to doubt.
当这个黑暗的权势反扑的时候，我们可能就会有疑惑了。
Or we perceive things imperfectly. We misunderstand.
我们可能对神就有误解了。
We're oftentimes fearful and overwhelmed.
我们常常是惧怕的，然后可能受不了了。
However, if we are really seeking to follow Jesus,We will stay near him. Somehow we will continue to find a way to stay near him.
当我们要跟从主的时候，你就要紧紧地靠紧他。
So we're not ever talking about perfection when we talk about a life of following Jesus, but those who are genuinely learning to follow, they will find a way to get and stay close to Jesus.
当你跟从耶稣的时候，你这一生就要紧紧地贴近他，来跟从他。
And as we draw near, we discover, wow, many times that God will show us and will answer the things we're wrestling with.
当你就近耶稣的时候，你就发现神会回应你的祷告，神会向你有启示。
As he shows us his ways, and as we once again experience this tremendous peace and calm when we're connected to Jesus closely.
当你就近耶稣的时候，你就会发现神会给你平安。
So my question is, does God still speak to us like he did the people in the Bible that we read about?
神会不会像如今对我们继续说话，就像他在圣经记载的他以前对别人说话那样呢？
Does he speak to us individually as, you know, persons apart from the group? Will he do that?
他会像我们一个一个的对你个人说话吗？
And will he continue to speak as Lord over the church to his people, corporately?
还是说他对于教会这个团体来说话？
I want you to consider a couple of texts in the scriptures here. One of them is from Acts chapter 18, verses 9 through 11.
我们来看一段圣经，第一段是在使徒行传。
And here we find Paul a little bit overwhelmed in the city of Corinth, not certain what to do next.
所以我们看见保罗，那是在那个城市叫哥林多的，他当时碰到一些拦阻，一些黑暗的反扑，他就不知道该做什么了。
And we read there, it says, one night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. He said, don't be afraid.
所以有一天晚上，神对保罗说，神在异象中对保罗说，不要害怕。
He speaks to him in a very personal, intimate way.
神对保罗是一对一的对他说话。
Keep on speaking, Paul, he said.
神对保罗说，你要继续讲。
I know it's scary, I know you're being opposed, but I want you not to be really overwhelmed by these things.
神说，我知道你有人反对，有人攻击你，但是我叫你不要怕。
Actually, no one is going to attack you or harm you.
实际上有我与你同在，没有人下手能够下手害你。
And I believe that's just what Paul needed to hear at that moment.
我觉得保罗那时候就需要听的就是这句话。
Of course, we can see many other examples of this where God speaks to his people. Take Jeremiah the prophet as another example.
我们再看另外一段神对先知耶利米的话。
And God spoke again and again to this prophet, the weeping prophet, about the exile, the Babylonian exile that was to come.
神对耶利米讲到了将来说这个在巴比伦被放逐的这一段的预言。
Or fast forward to the time of the churches after Jesus' resurrection, where we see that Jesus is still speaking to these seven churches in Asia Minor.
甚至我们往前看，到了这个启示录的时候，神也在启示录中对着他在小亚细亚的七个教会说话。
I guess the fact of the matter is that Jesus is still speaking.
所以耶稣到如今仍然说话。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
I mean, do you really believe that? That Jesus is still speaking and that he will speak to you?
你真心相信吗？他到现在还说话，而且是对着你自己来说话。
This is the way Jesus said it.
耶稣说
you can read it with me if you can read English. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
所以约翰福音十章二十七节说，我的羊认得我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也要跟从我。
So today we're going to be reminded of something really important.
对，我们今天来看一个重要的事项。
It's not a matter of if or whether God will speak to us. It's a matter of will we give space so that time and space so that God can continue to speak to us.
我们今天讨论的不是神会不会跟我们说话，还是什么时候跟我们说话。而是我们有没有预备我们的心，让神来对我们说话。
Yeah, speak to us individually, also speak to us as a church, as a people of God.
让神对我们个人说话，也让神对我们教会的团体来说话。
I believe this is some of what Mark wants to emphasize in today's text.
我觉得马可福音这一段里面就是要强调这一点。
And that's my introduction.
这个只是前言哈。
That's our text today.
下面就是这段经文，我们刚读过。
Aren't you grateful it's not too long?
很好，这段经文不是很长哈。
But it's very rich.
但是里面的内容很多。
Very rich. We see in chapter 4, verse 35, as the evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, let's cross to the other side of the lake.
对，当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。
So come what may, on this particular evening, the disciples did not know, Jesus intended for them to cross over to the other side.
所以就在那天那个事情结束的那天晚上没有耶稣就对他的门徒说我们要渡到那边去。
And Mark continues in verses 36 and 37. And he says, so they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat and it began to fill with water.
所以这里记载说门徒就离开众人耶稣仍在船上他们就把他一同带去也有别的船和他同行忽然起了暴风波浪打入船内甚至船要满了水
So it's dark now and they've set off from the western shore of the Lake of Galilee but it's not long after that that they encounter a squall
所以当时的背景是天黑了，然后他们坐船从加利利湖的海的西岸往东岸去渡过。
And in a parallel account of this particular incident, the Gospel of Luke records the following.
然后那个湖面上突然起了暴风，那在路加福音另外一处是这样记载的哈。
Luke writes, the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger.
路加福音记载这一段是说，那个船里就满了水，就要沉了。
Suddenly they encounter an intense storm.
所以这是一个很突然来的暴风。
Which was not uncommon if you read the rest of the New Testament or you study history a little bit on that particular lake of Galilee, this was a common thing.
在这个加利利湖哈，这个事情不是说罕有的，是常见的。
So great was the storm that it threatened to sink the boat.
所以这个风暴如此之大，要把这个船弄沉了。
So where is Jesus at this moment?
耶稣当时在哪儿呢？
Well, Mark tells us.
马可说。
Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion.
耶稣在船尾枕这个垫子睡觉。
Wow, he's asleep.
他还在睡觉。
And I'm guessing that the disciples are thinking, "What? You're sleeping?"
就我想，如果是门徒当时的反应，可是啊，他还在睡觉。
How could anyone sleep through all of that?
这么大的暴风，他还可以睡得着吗？
Maybe the 12 were also thinking, are you comfortable, Jesus?
那十二个门徒可能想说，哎，耶稣啊，你舒服吗现在？
Because we're about to go under, we're about to drown.
我们马上就要沉下去了，就要丧命了。
It seems that in that period of time, it was not uncommon for there to be a cushion provided near the rear or the stern of the boat.
那个时候的航海有船的话，他们船上可能都会有个垫子。
And that's where we find Jesus soundly sleeping.
那我们就发现耶稣就枕着那个垫子睡着了。
And so we read it on in the second part of verse 38. The disciples then woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?"
所以我们就看着下面就继续记载，就门徒叫醒了耶稣说，夫子，我们丧命了，你不顾吗？
And we can also compare this particular incident not only in Luke chapter 8, but also in Matthew chapter 8, where they add, Lord, save us!
另外这一段呢，在马太福音第八章二十五节有记载，他们就说，主啊，救我们。
They probably look something like that.
他可能就像这个图片那样的啊。
What? Jesus waking up, I must have dozed off.
所以我们猜可能耶稣醒了以后就说，哎，怎么回事？我可能一下子睡着了。
And you know how it is when you first wake up, you're trying to get your bearings, you know?
当你 他睡着了，突然被人这样的大叫的叫醒，可能他的反应是这样。
Maybe he's thinking, why are you shouting?
他可能想着你们在叫什么？
What danger?
哪有危险呢？
What'd you say about drowning?
你们说要淹死吗？
So apparently it was such a violent storm that it overwhelmed even these experienced fishermen.
所以门徒里面有几个是打鱼的，是很有经验的渔夫哈。他即便是他们见到这个风浪，他们也承受不了。
To the point that they yelled, "Lord, save us!"
他们承受不了到一个点，他们要呼喊说：“主啊，救我们呐！”
I wonder if they were beginning to realize that Jesus was more than just a rabbi.
我在想，他们会不会开始意识到耶稣不仅仅是一个夫子了
？That he was more than just a healer.
他不仅仅是一个医治的人。
And despite their panic and all the shouting, Jesus doesn't seem to be overly alarmed.
即便他们的慌，在大家大喊大叫，对吧？耶稣好像根本就不慌。
Even though they were in very real danger at this moment.
虽然说当时情景真的是十万火急哈。
But instead, to everyone's surprise, Mark records the following.
马可就记在下面了。
He says, when Jesus woke up,He rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." And suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm.
就马可记载说，耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说，住了吧，静了吧，风就止住，大大的平静了。
Wow.
Wow.
Once awake, Jesus rebukes the wind. Wow. He commands the waves. What?
所以耶稣可以斥责风，命令海。
He says, "That's enough."
他说：“住了吧，静了吧。”
Like it's nothing to him. Hey, quiet.
就好像你在家里训练你的小孩一样，就说别说话。
And immediately, everything calm.
马上就都安静了。
So I don't know about you, but I'm wondering what are they thinking at that moment when they see this happen.
我在想，他的门徒当时经历这一切，他们心里在想什么？
One minute you think, oh, surely we're going to drown here, and the next minute, everything calm.
上一秒还在想说马上就要淹死了，下一秒一切都平安了。
I mean, probably you would be speechless.
你可能就是被惊诧到哑口无言。
And I think maybe it would put the fear of God in you as you're sitting there looking at Jesus.
你要是当时坐在那里看着耶稣，你心里肯定充满了对他的敬畏。
And several emotions happening within your soul at the same time.
你心里面会有不同的这个情感的反应都出来了。
One would be maybe a sense of fear, like, who is this Jesus?
有一种情感可能就是对耶稣的一个惧怕，说这人到底是谁呀？
And maybe at the same time a sense of wonder, like, wow.
还有一种另外一种情感可能就是当一个惊愕，就是哇，这怎么可能？
And so Jesus seems surprised by how afraid and overwhelmed his disciples are, and he asked them, "Why are you so afraid?"
耶稣可能也对于他的门徒的这个些惧怕的恐惧的表现，他也觉得很惊讶。他说：“你们为什么会怕呢
？”Do you still have no faith?
你们还是没有信心吗
？And so I just kind of wonder this morning if Jesus is even asking us similar questions.
我到今天早上我在想，耶稣会不会也是问我们同样的问题？是不是我们也惧怕，也没有信心呢
？When we respond in this way, overwhelmed, full of fear, I think oftentimes it surprises the Lord.
当我们碰见难处的时候，我们也像这个门徒一样，这个惊慌失措的时候，耶稣会不会对我们说：“哎，你为什么怕？你为什么没有信心呢
？”And it seems at that moment Jesus is saying, "How can you be so afraid?" Do you still not realize who I am?
你是不是还没有认识到耶稣是谁啊
？Lord over all creation.
他是一切受造之物的主。
All of nature subject to me is Creator and Lord.
所有的自然的所造的一切都是受制于神。
Do you still not understand?
你还不明白吗
？You still don't believe？
你还不相信吗
？Have you so little faith？
你的信心是如此之小吗
？I think he's still asking similar questions today。
所以耶稣到如今也在问我们同样的问题。
And then Mark ends this passage with the following。
那最后马可福音在这一章，他最后是这样记载的哈。
As we consider this question, who do you think Jesus is？
他们这个记载也让我们想起，也是同样的问我们每一个人，你认为耶稣是谁
？The disciples were absolutely terrified. Who is this man? They ask each other, and even the wind and waves obey him.
所以马可福音这一章记载说，门徒就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他的。”
Wow, terrified upon realizing that Jesus is so much more than just their beloved rabbi.
就这样让他们看见耶稣不只是一个他们所敬爱的拉比夫子。
Coming to that place where they begin to really understand that Jesus is Lord and what that means.
他们在这里他们发现耶稣真的是主，而且这个主到底意味着什么。
So as I prepared this sermon, I came across a blog post that said maybe it was a little bit like seeing the half dome, you know, this wonderful, you know, creation of God out west. It's so beautiful, so glorious that sometimes you're speechless.
所以门徒这个心态啊，就好像我们在如果现在你去了优胜美地国家公园，你看到那个壮观的那个山，那叫所谓的 half dome 那种。那个山，那个大岩石山。
Because in this sense that if you get close to it and you begin to behold the glory of the half dome, you feel a sense of terror, but also something calling you to draw close.
当你来到那个山脚下，你看到这个山是如此的壮观美丽，你可能觉得很怕，哇，这要是倒下来或者你爬上去，你可能摔死。但是你也很想就近来更多的探索这座山。
I think maybe that's why some people, you know, especially younger people, they do this mountain climbing. They want to experience that edge, you know. It's like, whoa! And at the same time, oh my! You know, they're in that tension.
所以就有人特别去挑战一些年轻人，他想去爬，挑战这座山，要爬上去的。
So as the 12 begin to try to come to terms with this epiphany that they have just witnessed,
所以当这十二个门徒他们来面对的他们所刚刚碰到的这个事情的启示的时候呢
，this epiphany, this revelation, as it were, this unfolding, this disclosing, where they see more and more clearly who Jesus is.
当这十二个门徒他们每一天借着不同的事情，更多的来认识耶稣。
They naturally would ask, well, what sort of man is this that even the wind and the waves obey him?
他们自然的就会问了，这到底是谁，连风和海都听从他的。
That's a good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
So I'm curious, how would you answer that question?
我在想，如果是你，你会怎么回答这个问题？
I'll give you the answer to the quiz. He is Lord. It means Jesus is Lord.Lord over all.
这个答案就是他是主，他是主，他意味着他就是一切的主。
And perhaps it brings to mind other places in the book of not only the Old Testament but the book of Psalms where we see commentary like 107.
所以我们就在看看在旧约里面说他这个主，他到底能有管辖些什么东西啊
？Where we see the psalmist say.For he spoke, meaning God spoke, and he stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end.
所以在诗篇107篇25到30节这里特别讲到主和他自然之间的一些关系。他说因他一吩咐狂风就起来，海中的波浪也扬起，他们上到天空，下到海底，他们的心因患难而变消化，他们摇摇晃晃，东倒西歪，好像醉酒的人，他们的智慧无法可思。于是他们在患难中哀求耶和华，他从他们的祸患中领出他们来，他使狂风平息，波浪就平静，风息浪静，他们便欢喜，他就引他们到所愿意去的海口。
Okay.So did you read all the way to verse 30? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So all the way to verse 30 would be, Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brought them out of their distress. Now note in verse 28, they cried out to the Lord. The result, He brought them out of their distress.
所以这个在旧约诗篇107篇就其实讲到当这些人他在风浪中遇到危险的时候他们向神呼求神就把他们从风浪中带出来了。
They cried out.
他们向神哭求。
Result, they were brought out.
然后神就把他们从风浪中带出来了。
And God stilled the storm to a whisper, and the waves of the sea were hushed.
所以神怎么带他呢？就是使狂风止息，波浪就平静了。
And they were glad. They were so glad when it grew calm, and He guided them to their desired haven.
他们看见风平浪静，他们就欢喜，神就带他们去他们要去的海口。
So we're almost finished with the message today. The last question, the last big question. Who do you say Jesus is?
好，我们要快讲完了。最后的问题就是，你觉得耶稣是谁？
Do you know who Jesus is? I mean, do you really know who He is?
你知道耶稣是谁吗？你真的知道吗？
Do you call Him Lord?
你称他为主吗？
Do you really trust Him?
你真的信靠他吗?
Do you really trust Him to save you?
你信靠他能拯救你吗?
I mean, to really save you when you get in a situation that you are totally overwhelmed.
尤其在当你处在一个完全承受不了的情况中，你信靠他能够拯救你吗?
So through your fellowship with this church and through your small groups, through your own personal Bible reading, have you begun to see that Jesus is more than just a teacher?
在你的生活中，在你在教会的生活和其他人的团契生活中，你没有看到耶稣不只是一个好的教师。
Has the Spirit of God begun to reveal to you who Jesus really is?
神的灵有没有向你启示到底耶稣是谁?
That He is Lord over all.
他是，他是，王中王，主，主中的主。
Yeah, he's the Christ of God.
他是基督，是神自己。
And Mark wants us to see that.
马可叫我们看到这个。
He wants us to see that all of nature, all of creation is subject to the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们看见这个一切的自然都是受制于神，受制于主耶稣的。
We also find texts like this from Psalm 77.
我们看见另外一处在诗篇77篇里面。
That say much the same thing. When the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. Indeed, the deep trembled.
那你记得77篇14-16节说，神啊，诸水见你，一见就惊慌，深渊也都颤抖。
Jesus breaks into time and space in our world, and we shouldn't be surprised that the very things that he created, he can command.
我们应该相信这个自然都是神所造的，所以他能够造，他也能够吩咐他们听命令。
Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty.
诗篇93:4这里说，耶和华在高处大有能力，胜过诸水的响声，洋海的大浪。
And what's true of Yehovah, what's true of God is also true of Jesus.
所以讲到耶和华的能力，这耶稣也同样有这些能力。
The psalmist also writing in Psalm 89, You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them.
这里诗篇89:9说，你管辖海的狂傲，波浪翻腾，你就使它平静了。
Here's some closing observations.
好，最后有个结尾。
In life, there's always more present than we tend to see.
在生活中，总有些东西让我们可能还没看到。
But if we're not conscious of the presence of Christ among us, then what we see or what we hear can easily threaten our peace.
当你心中没有基督的话，你所看见的、所经历到的或听见的，常常让你的心里不平安，让你觉得威胁到你了。
If we're honest, we're easily overwhelmed by circumstances that threaten us.
我们就像这个船上的门徒一样，我们很容易的就被周围的环境让我们觉得受不了了。
And like the 12 disciples in this particular incident, we even get frustrated and angry with God, who appears to be asleep when we need him most.
你可能也对神生气，你觉得你在呼求他的时候，他还在睡觉，没有听你的祷告。
Lord, where are you at this moment?
你可能就觉得我现在需要你，你跑哪儿去了？
Against opposing forces, the disciples forgot Jesus' clear directive as they began to set out to cross the lake.
当着门徒碰见这个黑暗的权势的反扑的时候，他们就忘了耶稣当初给他的命令，就是渡到湖那边去。
Jesus said, "Let's cross over to the other side."
耶稣的话是要渡到那边去，没有叫他们沉下去。
And if they would have heard that word and trusted that word, it would have given them a different experience. It would have given them assurance that they're going to make it to the other side.
当他们在风暴中，他可能就忘记了耶稣当初的命令。命令就是你要渡到那边去，不是沉到湖底下。
Like the disciples, we hastily and fearfully react to such opposing forces.
我们可能就像这个门徒一样，我们看到这个黑暗的这个权势来的时候，我们可能就惧怕，然后对我们产生本能的反应来对付他，来对待用自己的肉体的力量来对付这黑暗的权势。
But we fail to remember that Jesus is.On board, that he is with us.
有时候你就忘了你用你自己力量去抵挡的时候，你说你忘了神是与你同在的。
And he's mightier than anything that might oppose us.
你要知道神的力量是绝对比你自己的力量大得多的。
So I don't know how long it was before the 12 finally said, you know, maybe we better wake Jesus up.
我不晓得当时这十二个门徒他们当时这个是挣扎了多久才决定说，哎，我们还是把主叫醒吧。
I mean, they're experienced career fishermen. They've seen storms all the time.
他们十二个门徒有好几个是很有经验的渔夫，他们常常见到风暴的。
And you know how men are. You know, I got this thing, you know. I mean, they can't even listen to the wife help them with directions when they're driving, right? So you can imagine that they probably waited until things were so bad that they had to wake up Jesus, thinking they could handle this on their own.
他们可能一开始就说这个没问题，我们见得多了哈，这个小意思。慢慢发现他们自己也控制不了这个局势了，他才觉得我们是要找耶稣了。
Does that sound familiar?
这个是不是你常碰到的情况呢
？Yeah, I got this, Lord. We got this. You don't need to wake up Jesus until it got so bad.
我们常常遇到事情，我们自己天然的人就出来说，我自己可以解决这个事情，不需要求耶稣。等到直到让你神让你发现你自己。天然的能力走到尽头，没有办法控制了，你才发现我还是应该去找耶稣。
To the point that when they do wake up Jesus, they rebuke him.
他们找耶稣的方式就是他们甚至在斥责耶稣说：“你怎么还不醒啊
？”Right? For resting there, for being oblivious to these threatening forces.
我好像耶稣好像没有看见这个风暴这么大一样。
But what's interesting is when Jesus wakes up, he does some rebuking himself.
当耶稣醒的时候，他也斥责，不过他是斥责那个风和海。
So he rebukes the thing that's threatening his students.
他就斥责这个风和海，因为这个风和海在威胁他的门徒。
And then he rebukes his students for being so fearful and overwhelmed.
然后完了以后呢，他会斥责他的门徒为什么没有信心，为什么这么惧怕。
And not recognizing that.He is with them.
他斥责门徒没有想到主和他们在一起。
Okay. Four more things that I gleaned from this passage, I'll call them application points.
所以下面的四点是怎么应用在我们生活中的。
Like us, when we go through these kinds of times, they ask, don't you care that we're drowning over here, Lord?
第一点，当我们对耶稣说，我们要丧命了，你不管吗？
So in our lives, we too often feel threatened when developments are beyond our control.
在我们的生活中，也常常会有情况让我们觉得我们被威胁到了。
But the fact is that how we see and how we respond daily to unforeseen events will determine whether we will be overwhelmed, fearful, or faithless when the bigger tests come along.
但实际上呢，当你心里怎么样子来，你怎么样子看这个事情？决定了你到底会不会被这个事情所压垮。
We will face really big tests, as you know, as we go through life.
生活中常常会有很大的事情来挑战我们的。
But I want to give you hope that if you begin to really listen to His word and remember that Jesus is with us, you'll have a different experience as you go through these things that threaten us and overwhelm us.
当生活中那些让你觉得没有办法承担的事情来临的时候，你要想起主的话，你要想到主和我们同在。当你想到这些的时候呢，生活中那些困难就变得容易多了。
Are you going through a kind of a trial or a storm of your own?
你现在是不是正在经历生活中的一些难处呢
？Feeling overwhelmed?
觉得已经承受不了了呢
？Fearful?
很怕呢
？About to drown?
怕的 要死的程度呢
It is possible that God arranges storms like this for us to reveal some things to us.
有可能神就在你的生活中创造一些这个环境，可能让你会觉得惧怕，但的目的是让你来依靠神。
And in the process of these terrifying experiences, many times He will reveal His glory.
在尤其在这个很惧怕的环境中，很绝望的环境中。神会向你启示他是主和他的荣耀
and whether you and other fellows that are in the ship together really do trust Christ
当你和你同伴在这个船上同伴一起来信靠神的时候呢
Okay, and then did you see how witty I was here that I put the fellows in the ship because I wanted to talk about the fellowship
所以团契这个字哈就是一团人在一起契所以这个 fellow 和 ship 在这个 ship 是船上嘛
Okay, that's right. I'm just having fun. All right. Number three, has Jesus spoken a word of guidance or assurance to you?
耶稣有没有对你说了一句话，说了一个字， 这样这个滞后的一句话能够引导你的生活呢？
I think sometimes God is speaking to us, we're just not listening very well.
我觉得神是常常对我们说话的，只是说我们常常听不到。
And that God is more than happy to speak a word of instruction, a word of guidance, a word of assurance to our souls.
神是很乐意向我们说话的。
And if we'll take it to heart, then we'll go through these storms and these fearful moments much better.
如果你能够听到那句话，神对你说的话，那你可以用那句话来度过你的人生的难处。
And we'll have the sense of peace, even though things are out of control, we don't know how it's going to play out, but we have the sense of calm and peace, remembering it's okay, Jesus is with us.
当你经历难处的时候，你就想到神的那句话，你的心也就可以放心，就有平安，就知道神与你同在。
Right. If presently overwhelmed by forces beyond our control, are you ready again to cry out, Lord, save me?
当你处在一个环境中，你无法胜过这个环境的时候，你会不会向神呼求说，主啊，救我？
When's the last time you shouted to Jesus, Lord, please, this is a mess, please save us?
你上一次向神呼求说，主啊，救我是什么时候？
And trusting the Lord to restore order and peace once again.
你信靠神，让你的生活恢复正常。
David the psalmist wrote it this way.
大卫的诗篇里面这样写哈。
This is his testimony.
这是他的见证。
I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles.
对，诗篇34篇4到6节，大卫这样写说：“我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离了一切的恐惧。凡仰望他的，他们的脸必不蒙羞。我这困苦人呼求耶和华，便垂听，救我脱离一切患难。”
What sort of man is this Jesus?
耶稣到底是谁？
That he can command the waves and the wind.
他能够吩咐风和海。
Your answer to that question will determine how your life plays out.
你对于这个问题的解答决定了你的生命你是怎么生活的。
Thank you.
好，谢谢。